Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've been talking and praying this week about loving the overlooked and kind of unwrapping the story of Zacchaeus. And kind of looking at how God would have us to love like Jesus loves. And today we're going to look specifically at, kind of sounds like a contradiction, but loving the overlooked who are noticed. And we see how Jesus notices Zacchaeus and how he loves him. And Luke 19, verse 5, it says, when Jesus reached the spot, that is the spot where Zacchaeus was, he looked up and said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. I think the difficulty is that simply because you feel overlooked or someone else is overlooked, it doesn't mean they're unnoticed. Many times we notice those who are overlooked. There are things about them that may draw attention to themselves. But what do we do about it? There are others that simply go through life as invisible. They just don't seem to be noticed at all. And what do we do about those when we realize that? And so when I think about loving those that we notice, I think about loving those who might otherwise not be loved. I always find it fascinating that when Jesus reaches the point where Zacchaeus is, and Zacchaeus is up in this tree trying to get just a glimpse of Jesus, he knows who he is. He calls him by name. And Jesus doesn't invite Zacchaeus to come down and walk with him or to come down and have a conversation or to do a meet and greet time. Jesus does something that to me seems a little bit awkward. He invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. Now, I'm not sure that it's all that productive for most of us to go around to those who are unnoticed and announce that we're going to their house to invite ourselves. But as I mentioned in Sunday's sermon, I think there are ways that we can invite ourselves into the lives of others to show them the love of Jesus. When we ask people how we can pray for them, we invite ourselves into their life, into their need, into their feelings and being of being overlooked. It shows that we care, that we are concerned, that we not only want to know them, not only that we notice them, but that we're willing to invest time into taking their needs before God. We can ask, we can invite ourselves into their lives by praying for them. We can invite ourselves into their lives by noticing specific needs, or if they're not noticed, asking, is there something that you need? Is there help that you need? And obviously, that for most of us at least, the help that we're able to give may be limited. There's different giftings and abilities that God has placed upon each of us. Various times we have cars that'll park either in the parking lot at the church or coming up the driveway and just stop. And sometimes it's unknown why they do that, but there's times where I'll go out, and I'll typically go out whenever I notice, and it'll be because the car broke down. It's not working. It's stalled out. And my general invitation of inviting myself into their life usually sounds something like, I'm not a mechanic. If it doesn't, if it needs more than a jump start or air in the tire, there's not a whole lot I'm going to be able to help with, but I'll do what I can. You see, my offer of help is a bit limited because my ability is limited, but the offer is still given. I still invite myself into their life. And so when we consider those who are overlooked, I think of those who are overlooked by society, those who are overlooked by the church, those who are overlooked in whatever way. And we begin to notice and sometimes we notice those who are overlooked and it kind of becomes an awkward thing. I think of those that as we're out and about, it seems like wherever we are, that notice those with disabilities that are obvious. And sometimes it just simply leads to staring, to an awkwardness of not knowing how to respond, how to react, how to deal with it. I've said before, it's always fascinating. Children typically notice and wonder about it and will ask honest questions. Well, at least ask honest questions until their parents realize and pull them away or tell them to be quiet or somehow think that that's rude. The children kind of get the idea of inviting themselves into the lives of those that are overlooked. And yes, there are ways that can be done that is rude and obnoxious and condescending and all kinds of things that aren't helpful, but sometimes we fail to love the overlook that we notice because, well, we're afraid. And what we have to offer doesn't seem like that much. Or what we have to offer isn't something we want to offer. And so as we live life, how many times do we invite ourselves into the lives of those who are seeking Jesus? Those that the world tends to walk away from. That we simply want to know them. When I think of Jesus inviting himself to the house of Zacchaeus, I think of that desire to fellowship, to listen and to be listened to. You see, we love the overlooked when we invite ourselves into their lives, not in a way of authority, but in a way of listening. And as we build relationship, we'll be talking about this in the next couple of days, but as we build relationship, we allow God to transform the life. And so many times we notice those who are overlooked and we kind of think it's our job to change them rather than loving them and allowing God to bring about the changes that are needed. Today, I'm guessing if you're out and about at all, you'll probably notice people who are overlooked. And if you're home all day and don't go anywhere, you may not notice them, but you know of them. And what would it take for you to have the courage to love those that you notice, those that are overlooked, to invite yourself into their life in a way that is useful, in a way that is loving, in a way that listens, in a way that prays for them? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has noticed us even in the times where we feel and have felt all alone. And when we live life in Christ, Father, you give us that reminder throughout life that we belong. Father, even in those times when we feel unnoticed, when we feel all alone, we look to you for that sense of belonging, for that reminder that we indeed are yours, that your love never fails. So God, today I pray that you would help us to love those that are overlooked, those that we notice. Father, we would realize just because we notice someone doesn't mean they're not overlooked. And that we would do something about those that we notice, that we would invite ourselves into their life in a way that is good and wholesome. Not in an intrusive attitude, but in a loving attitude. That we would pray for those that we notice, that we would help those that we notice, that we would love and listen. God, today, as we go about life, as we live surrounded by people who feel all alone, who believe they're overlooked, that may even think that you don't know who they are, or at least believe that you don't care who they are. Father, may we live in a way that we love those who feel that way, those that have been taught that they don't matter. And regardless of what it is about them that draws our attention, that causes us to notice, may we love the person, and may we listen, and may we pray, and may we allow you to make the changes that need made. May we be honest and truthful in our love. May we be encouraging and helpful. May we instruct according to your word. And Father, today, as we notice those who are overlooked, may we love them enough to lift up Jesus so that many of them would be drawn to you. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.